SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're all back with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. Always love doing shows with my dude in Toronto, despite his busy schedule running the world. Let's get to these college games tonight and see how you feel about those now that you've been winning all this money on the pitch today. I know you've been hitting games left and right, so let's see if you can convert on the NCAA floor. Alabama getting 3.5 at Thompson Bowling at Knoxville. It's going to be lit there tonight. At that arena. But I got to tell you, like, all right, it's hard to beat them twice in a row at home. Fair enough. But I saw Missouri go in there and beat them on a last second shot over the weekend. And I'm sitting here thinking, you think Missouri's tough? Missouri lost by like 25 last night at Auburn. And then you lost to them. And then you're going to beat Alabama. Alabama's unbeaten in conference play, 22-3. They're ranked number one in the country. I saw them play at Auburn. They beat Auburn fair and square. I know that Pearl was pounding tables. The players were screaming at the refs. The crowd was going crazy. But Alabama beat their ass fair and square. Do you think Alabama goes into Tennessee and knocks them off? I actually do.
You know what? Usually, you know, now Alabama's the number one seed. It's usually a curse, but I'm with you, Scott. I think they're a superior team to Rocky Mountaintop there. I'm with you. Give me the Crimson Tide here. Like, we're getting points in this game, and I'm going to ride your wave with some of this college tonight because I was on who was I on last night? I was on Kansas State. That was a horrible bet. And who else? Yeah, Oklahoma. Like, yeah, I made some really stupid decisions last
night. Yeah, they got knocked off last night, no doubt about it. All right, the Xavier-Marquette game is going to be a good one at Fiserv. I think they're playing there in Milwaukee. And Marquette's laying 5.5. This is a really good game. I think that Marquette – is really good, and they're playing at home. That place is going to be on fire, and I think Shaka Khan has done a great job. They've done a great job with them, and so is Sean Miller with the Musketeers. This game and that Tennessee game, I mean, these games tonight are delicious. 10 NBA games and these two college games, and Indiana Northwestern, we'll get to that, but tonight is basketball sex.
Oh, it's amazing. You're right. Orgy. Marquette, 5.5. Usually these games are pretty tight. I'm with you. I think Marquette is going to win this game. I think they're going to pull away and just cover the number. Scotty, how about a Golden Eagles 6-8 point win? What do you think about
that? I'm with you. I'm worried about Indiana laying 2.5 in Evanston. Northwestern just beat Purdue there, and Northwestern beat Indiana by one. I think it was like 68-67, that Assembly Hall in Bloomington. Indiana's only home loss. Now they go to Chicago to get a taste of that crowd, and they suddenly are an NCAA team with their 18 wins, and they beat the number one team in the country, and they beat Indiana on the road. Northwestern's going to the NCAAs, so Collins is not going to get fired.
And I'll tell you, this is a dangerous team. You're right. They've been doing some damage. You're getting 2.5 at home. I know you don't bet against your alma mater, but Northwestern's hot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. Wildcats. Yeah. There we go.
Listen, I don't bet on anything. I bet on money. I don't care about anybody. I have no feelings. My son's always like, I can't believe you bet against the Penguins. I'm like, shut up. I'm not about making money.
That's the thing. The Leafs aren't paying my mortgage. The Raptors have already cost me like an extra couple mortgage payments this year. You're absolutely correct.
Listen, he's a great bettor, but here's the deal. I don't bet with my heart. If you do, you're going to be broke. You'll be homeless. You know that. Yeah. All right, so we welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM and Sports Byline. Great to have you with us. So TCU and Iowa State, there's no way I believe, and I do think that TCU is as good as Iowa State, but if this game were in Fort Worth, I'd be all over the Frogs. This game's in Iowa State in Ames. There's no way they're losing again. Oklahoma State beat them in Ames on Saturday. That was a ticket ripper for me. I told you the other day. I don't believe, and it wasn't Saturday, it was Monday. I don't believe they lose two in a row at home. I have to believe they're going to beat TCU tonight. The question is, will they cover that 3.5 piece? This might be a 1 or 2 point game, 3 at most.
You're right. I don't really want to say this, but you might have to put it in a money line. I think the Cyclones will win this game. You said it, Scotty. It's hard to have two bad performances at home. They're a solid team. I think they'll take care of their business on their home floor for sure.
I mean, Hilton Coliseum is pretty jacked, so it's a tough place to play. I couldn't believe what Oklahoma State did to them. They beat them by 15. All right, so here's some of the other games. West Virginia, Louisville, it's 16.5 at Yum. Vatex in Atlanta laying 7.5. I think they'll beat Georgia Tech's ass. Florida State's at Clemson. I'm all over Clemson. I made the bet. I'm laying the 9.5 piece. And Kentucky, Mississippi State. I got to tell you, I do not trust Kentucky ever anymore at all. I think Mississippi State beats them in Stark Vegas.
That's tough. Kentucky will probably take the points. Clemson, I don't like to lay 9.5, but they should be able to take care of business, and I'm with you. Rambling wreck style. I don't know, that first game, that's a lot of points. Like, I know it's Virginia, but Louisville getting 16.5, it's a hell of a lot of
points. They suck. I mean,
they suck. I know they suck, but that's a lot of points, man. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, they smell like a landfill. They're so bad. Here's the deal. Here's the West Coast games. Can I at least show them? No? The West Coast games? Anyway, it's Arkansas and A&M. I like A&M. I got them on a parlay. I like Boise at Colorado State. I like San Diego State at Fresno State. And I like Oregon to win at Washington and cover. We got a lot more coming up. We'll talk all next on CNC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Cam, so you bet tons of golf and... Yeah. You're good at it. You and Carver High have an affinity for betting golf and golf props. And the best thing about it is all the nicknames that you guys use in golf. That's the best thing you got going for you. So now that Tiger is back, he's saying he's rusty, but he wants to win at the Genesis. He played today 16 holes and picked up his ball in the Pro-Am and had it for the day. First, let's listen to him, and then we'll get your opinion of how it's going to go for him. Here's Tiger Woods.
The recovery is more of my ankle, whether or not I can recover from day to day. The leg is better than it was last year, but it's my ankle. And so being able to have it recover from day to day and meanwhile still stress it, but have the recovery and also have the strength development at the same time. It's been an intricate little balance that we've had to dance, but it's gotten so much better the last couple months, and I'm excited to go out there and compete and play with these guys. And I would not have put myself out here if I didn't think I could beat these guys and win the event. That's my mentality, and if I wasn't ready to win at this level, you know, I am very rusty. But I've come off rusty situations before, and I've done well.
Listen, Cam, I don't think for 1 minute that it can't be easy playing on that ankle. Like, the leg is one thing. The ankle is another. The torque that these guys swing with. Like, I mean, when I play golf, and I've played my whole life, I mean, I really go after it when I swing a golf club. And I torque my feet and my ankles and my hips, everything about it is torque. I don't know how he does it because he's, 10 times more torque than me when he hits a golf ball 320 yards. Believe me, if I hit one 250, it's a miracle. These guys are hitting into the threes. How do you think he can take that kind of torque on his ankle after he shattered it in 50 places?
Not well. You know what? Tiger Woods will eventually, I think, get back, but he's coming back to warm up at this tournament. I don't believe one thing that he says that he can win this tournament. He can win at Riviera in his best years. This is a course that he doesn't really play well on. It's a beautiful, beautiful track. It's long. So that's another thing. He's getting older, Scott. Let's call it out for what it is. These kids are hitting at 330, 340 off the tee, murdering balls like Rory McIlroy. Like, no offense, Tiger, he'd still get it out there, but he's older. He's got injuries. He's got a lot of problems. If you look at the matchup bets, I'd fade him in every one. He's 100 to 1 in the tournament. Will I be betting on him? No. I just don't think this is the right time. You know what? Courses he could play, the Masters, he could play blindfolded. Can't compete at U.S. Opens and PGA Championships. Those courses are too long. And he could play it in British Opens when the weather's good. That's what he can get around. Quality of field, too strong. Yeah, I'm not with Tiger Woods. I like Colin Morikawa this week. If you're looking for a little bit of value, Adam Scott plays really, really well at Riviera. He's got a great history there. But I just don't think – I don't know. To be honest with you, Scott, I don't think you'll make the cut.
All right, so you like Morikawa at 22-1. And who else?
I like Adam Scott. He's deeper on the board, around 55-1. I was looking at that. Other guys that we like, Tom Kim, he'll play well here. Got to be able to hit it straight and long at Riviera. You know it, Scotty. That it's a tough course, man. They're gonna grow up the rough, and it's gonna be very hard. Like, that's another thing. If Tiger Woods isn't straight off the tee, that rough is gonna kill him. Like, it's gonna take all your strength, like Thomas and Rory and all the strong guys. Rahm, they could power it out of that stuff, but he's not a young man. That's the whole thing. He will get better, but I just don't think he'll show too much rust.
Yeah, it's a great golf course. I played it. I played in a pro-am there when I lived in Los Angeles, and I played Amazing. 5 or 6 days a week, and I was a really good golfer. If I played it today, they wouldn't even let me on the golf course because I don't play anymore. I just stopped playing. I mean, I can pick up the game in 5 minutes. I just don't do it. I play basketball, but I used to play, and I played that course. It's magnificent. I played Torrey Pines. I played every single one of those courses in Palm Springs. I played them all, La Quinta, you name it. I played in the Bob Hope Classic. I used to love playing competitively and playing in big tournament and pro-ams and stuff like that. Riviera is magnificent. It's a great golf course. All right, so let's talk hockey. Everybody loves hockey. All right, so I had a nice ticket last night on the Bruins. And Pasta came through for me in overtime. Here's the goal that beat the Stars in Dallas.
Turns and accelerates out of the Boston zone. He's got Pasternak right. Pasternak drops it to McAvoy. Closes. Pasternak scores! Any way, any time, anyhow, they do it!
What a bet. I had him at minus -120. I woke up to that. That was on Nesson. Great goal by Pasta. Great game. 3-2 Bees. Senators beat the Islanders in a shootout. 3-2. Habs over the Blackhawks. 4-0. Canes beat the Caps. 3-2. No Ovi. I guess his dad died or something, Cam. Is that what it is?
I don't know the whole story yet. They said tight family member. Back to the motherland. He could be out about a week, Scotty. So we'll see what happens with the Washington Capitals there. Yeah, it's going to hurt Ovi, especially on that with that power play and that one-timer he's got, though. We'll see.
Am I crazy? I could have sworn I saw that his father passed.
Oh, I didn't know if it was his father. That's new. Like it said family member, so I should read another story. But
yeah,
it might
maybe
be his father. Yeah.
Yeah. I could be wrong, so don't hold me to
that.
I think that's what I saw. It was his father.
Was his father? Okay. Thank you. I don't know.
The Devils beat Columbus 3-2. Here we go. Ryan Graves wins it for the Devils on MSG.
Here comes Marchenko the other way, 13 seconds to go, and Boquist intercepts that pass that was looking for Gaudreau. 2-on-2, Palat spins back, finds the trailer. Here's a good chance, McLeod in center, he scores! Ryan Graves, the go-ahead goal with 1.4 to play!
The winner.
Devils are
Blues
scary.
Blues beat the Panthers 6-2. Jets over the Kraken 3-2 in a shootout. Tampa beat Colorado 4-3 in a shootout. Don't look now, Cam, but the Lightning are good again.
They are. And this is what I'm wondering about Boston, and there's no value with this team. Like, it's been a curse with the President's Trophy, but they just find ways all the time. I'm not sure if it can continue in the playoffs. You're right. The Lightning look great. They're playing good hockey. Watch out, man. There's a lot of good teams. The Rangers are a good hockey team. The Leafs are a good hockey team, but they always gag in the playoffs. But just no value with the Bruins right now, Scott. Can't bet it at that price.
Penguins beat the Sharks 3-1. Crosby had three helpers. That was the game after he got kicked out in L.A. in that 6-0 hammering from the Kings that they lost in Lipstick City. Here's your odds to win the Eastern Conference courtesy of BetMGM. Bruins, Canes, Leafs, Lightning, Devils, Rangers. I mean, all of those teams, Cam, are dangerous. Who do you like, Bruins, Rangers?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the best money on the board, Hurricanes at 4-1 and Rangers at plus 750. And I'm a Leaf fan. Don't bet on
that. All right. What about the Western Conference? Let's look at the odds of who's going to come out of the West. Avs, Oilers, Stars, Knights. Who do you like?
You know what? Gabe and I were talking. I think the Dallas Stars are the most dangerous team right now. They're very, very good. They lost to Boston last night, but they got great goaltending and Ottinger, great defense, and they have guys that have been there, done that before. I like the Stars at 6-1.
All right, let's look at tonight's games, Cam, real quick. Chicago's going to get their ass beat in Toronto. There's no way I'm going near that 550, six Bills. There is just no way I'm getting involved in that. Tampa and Arizona in the desert in Tempe at the Mullet. Who do you like there? Obviously, Tampa, right?
Yeah, you think Tampa, if they better not sleep, though. Look at these. Like, you can't even put money line parlays together with this nonsense. Tampa.
I laid a goal and a half with the Oilers tonight against the Red Wings at the Rogers.
Agreed. I think the Oilers are going to take care of business. They had a big brawl with Detroit the last time they played.
Next. Yeah, that's at $105. I got that at Colorado and Mini. That one's in Mini. Can the Wild beat them? They never get it done for me.
No, they'll break your heart and your wallet, but I like them tonight.
I like Buffalo and Anaheim, and I love the Rangers to kick the Canucks' ass.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
First bet up to $1,000 is risk-free on any NBA game for new customers at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
I want that roll.
New customers, you're just styling $1,000 risk-free bet if you're a new NBA customer on BetMGM. All right, Cam, pitchers and catchers are reporting for spring training in the Grapefruit and Cactus Leagues. What does that do for you in mid-February when you see the team start up shop down in Florida and in Arizona?
I don't get really crazy now. I couldn't care less now. It's nice. Pitchers and catchers reporting. I love baseball. I love betting on baseball. I love everything about baseball, but I'm not getting excited now. We're betting college basketball. We still got hockey, NBA, everything going on, but it's nice. It's a nice feeling, Scotty, because spring's around the corner and the weather's going to get better. So I can't wait. Sick of winter.
So, you know, I said to you today that I felt like, you know, yesterday I saw like Buck Showalter down in Port St. Lonesome talking about the Mets and the fact that he's got Scherzer and Verlander. And remember, DeGrom is gone now. And then what did he do? He went down to the Texas. Rangers.
Yep.
And he's already complaining about his left side. Cold and wet weather conditions. Apparently he doesn't like that either. Do you think it was smart for them to sign him for that money with the way he's missed so much time lately?
No. And he's also in the American League. That division's getting a lot better. You take a look at Seattle, they can rake, you know, Trout, if he stays healthy with Ohtani, it's just, no, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to be, here's the deal. Texas has money and they had to spend it, but let's call it out for what it is. Scott, I agree with you 100%. DeGrom's going to be hurt a lot. That's my opinion. And they paid a lot of money for a guy that could break down.
I mean, he was hurt all the time for the Mets. How much did he pitch in the last 2 years? Think about it. 40% of the time?
I'd say under, maybe even under. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, that's the thing. And you're paying that guy that type of money. That's the thing, though. The Rangers rotation is just, it's junk. It's toilet bowl. Like, it's awful. But, you know, this guy has to stay healthy. And if not, then we got big problems. This team spends a lot of money. That's what they're starting to do now, but not necessarily spending it smartly.
But they don't win.
That's the thing. But that's the bottom line is this, though, right? Like, you have these owners, they're like, oh, you know, they can be cheapskates or do whatever. That's what I like about Cohen. It's like, you guys are all millionaires and stuff. Step up, spend it, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're all loaded anyway. Like, try to get better. That's at least I want to see teams try to get better instead of being like the Miami Marlins and like, oh yeah, we'll reach the minimum levels to spend and stuff like that. Like, come on, guys, get it together. These owners cry poor. They're loaded. Yeah,
I mean, look, here's the deal. You talk about the Marlins. The same thing goes for the Pirates, right? So their payroll was $45 million. And now this guy, Brian Reynolds, wants to be traded. But then he says today, this, you know, 3 months ago, he said, I want to be traded. Now, 3 months later, 4 months later, whatever it is, the guy says, listen, I'm open to an extension, but I still want to be traded. Make up your effing mind, bro. I mean, honestly,
I feel sorry for the Pirates. Like, what do you have to, like, this is the thing, okay? Pittsburgh used to have, you know, great players on their team. Legendary franchise. Legendary. Now look at them. It's actually disgusting when you think about it, right? Like, you've seen it all, right?
It's awful.
No, it is. It is. It, like, honest to God, they have a beautiful park at PNC. Nice city. Hardcore sports fans. And this is what you're throwing out there. They don't have a chance in hell to win at anything. That's the whole problem with Major League Baseball. At the start of the year, we go, just put a line through them. At least in hockey, there could be an underdog, right? In basketball, maybe there could be somebody. Like, we know who the teams are in baseball. There's no dark horses.
When I was a kid, I used to so I saw him in the 71 and 79 World Series. I went to that as a little kid. And I went in the 90s when Bonilla, Van Slyke, and Bonds were and Drabek were – they were so great, and they just always lost in the playoffs. Heartbreak to the Braves, whatever. Lost to the Reds. We lost to everybody. But every great player that comes through there leaves.
True.
It's just automatic, every single one. You know, if they were smart, which they aren't, I love the McCutchen deal. I know he's old. I know he's relatively washed. But he still had 17 home runs last year. If I could get 20 home runs out of this guy at PNC this year, and if he hits 260, that's gravy to me. But what I would do if, you know, nutting just for once, instead of getting a guy on the cheap like McCutchen, go give Reynolds a new deal and keep him, for Christ's sakes. Why is it that every good player that plays there leaves? Every one of them, A to Z, 100%. There isn't one player that has ever stayed in Pittsburgh. McCutchen's the first guy I've ever seen in my life come back to the Pirates.
No, you're right. And and that's the issue, right? Like, these teams, it's the same crap every year. That's the whole problem. We're looking at baseball. We're like, okay, how many teams in a couple months just don't have a chance in hell? Like, we already know before the season starts. That's what sucks about it. Scotty, I'm with you. I got lucky. I saw two championships in my lifetime with the Jays. Keg parties at my house. People crowd surfing. Got 500 people in the backyard. We're destroying the place. Best nights of our lives. The night they beat Philadelphia. The other one time we beat the Braves. And you know what? It's just, I cherish those memories, man. Watching like a team that actually wins at something, because I got to deal with the Leafs in hockey. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Am I the only guy you know that comes to Toronto to see Blue Jay games? I come up there.
No, and the thing is, people are like, oh, they have good fans. They have good fans, but it's the same crap every year, right? Like, even though you have those players, not all of them are going to stick around either. And every time they're in a game, I go to the game. They have an 8-1 lead against Seattle, and they blow it. A game I go to in the playoffs, they have an 8-1 lead. I almost went nuts. I saw kids on the subway. Dad, why do the Blue Jays lose? Why is Toronto such a
Seattle
loser town? Of course you did. I'm watching kids cry. Don't worry, son. We'll get them next year. And then the dad looks at me. We won't get them next year. This is what we
Aaron Boone says that Montas is going to be done for the year. We've already had this conversation. How stupid were they not to know that they already knew he had a bad shoulder? How stupid are they to let that blow by without fixing it when it was bad at the time? He never did jack for them in the playoffs. They should have operated on him immediately right then and there.
Scott, you get a second and a third opinion for colonoscopy or for my hernia. You're talking about an organization with a pitcher with injury problems, and you can't get another doctor's opinion? I'm going to tell you something. The guy in Oakland, good for you, Oakland. Actually, I'll give Oakland credit. They sold damaged goods. Those guys in the Yankees should be instantly fired. If you can't have an analysis to know what the hell's going on, or to what you said earlier on in the show, get surgery right after. The minute you know there's a problem, you don't wait. Pitchers and catchers have already reported. Like, what's going on here?
Literally, if they would have done that surgery, I believe, now it's hard for me to gauge not knowing what's wrong with the shoulder. Is it a rotator cuff?
Yep.
What is it? Because if it's a rotator cuff, that's 9 months. And even after 9 months, you are not throwing a baseball 95 miles an hour. You can barely lift a 5 pound weight. I've had both my rotators worked on and labrums. Trust me when I tell you, it is a brutal 9 month recovery. Don't kid yourself with any other rhetoric or BS. It's 9 months. All right, now here's the deal. They're going to focus on balks this year in baseball. You know, when haven't they focused on balks in baseball? It's always been a part of the game. Now all of a sudden, they're worried about balks. Here's what bothers me. They get rid of the shift, which is the best thing that's happened to baseball in 10 years. But they're going to, reality is this. They're still having that ghost base runner in extra innings. Why didn't they just get rid of that stupid nonsense too?
I don't know, Scott. It's kind of like the shootout in hockey. If you're a purist, you think it's junk, but that's what they want to do. It ends games quicker. That's just the way. There's so many games in baseball. It's a time management thing like the pitch clock and everything. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mind it in the regular season. If they ever brought that to the playoffs, I'd be done with baseball. Regular season, I could deal with it. That's all.
So you like the regular season games. Put the guy on second, end the game, let's get out of here.
I don't mind it. Like I'm just saying, like, there's worse situations. Why can't hockey have ties? Why do we have a stupid shootout? It's the dumbest thing ever. You're giving extra points for a skills competition? That's way worse than the runner on second.
I had ties my whole life.
What?
I had ties my whole life in hockey.
Ties are great. You go for a beer, good game. We tied you. Like, how come in soccer, the most popular sport in the world has ties, and we can't deal with it?
Have you seen the new bases? Can we show the new bases for Major League Baseball?
Pizza box.
The size of literally of Nova Scotia. Here we go. Show the base.
Look at Nova Scotia. Yes, those Nova Scotia lobsters. Oh my God! Yeah, that was the best, Cora. Yeah, it's a pizza box. Yeah, that's a big base.
Look at that.
I guess that's a big one.
That is enormous, right there. But why are they doing that?
I guess for people running around, maybe you catch the corner of the base and stuff, safety.
Ever had a problem hitting the base in the last 200 years?
Not really, Scott. No. Maybe they just want, I don't know, bigger bases. Like I don't know. I just do the show. I don't have the.
So now they're gonna have minor league games on TV. Do you like that or not? Like, I used to do A-ball play-by-play in the Florida State League. Let me tell you something. It is some horrible baseball.
I don't care. We're going to bet on it. We're going to find junior leagues and everything, just like we do, and we are going to turn it into a great thing once we get gambling lines.
I knew that I had a problem here at Sports Grid when all of you were betting on Korean baseball games, because I don't do that either. I know that I got a problem with that.
Marinci bets on European handball and, like, sports with, like, sticks and goats. I don't even know what the hell it's called. Anyway.
Dubs Anderson is next.
Later, Scotty.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always good to hook up with Dubsy. Dubs Anderson from In Game Live and our soccer insider on Sports Grid. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. I don't know if you knew that or not, but you'll catch up one of these days. Dubs, good to see you, buddy. So I wanted to talk to you about this Champions League because I'm getting interested in it. As you know, I like these big games. I said to Cam earlier, the Prime Minister, by the way, great job, Cam, today filling in for Carver High. He's done for the day with me. He's going on GTD next. And then he's on with Marinci on radio tonight. He's the busiest man in show business. And so thank you to Cam for filling in. Here we go, Dubs. I said to him earlier, I was like, I actually believe that the World Cup and the Champions League is the greatest soccer in the world. It's better than the Premier League. And he thought the Euros were better than the Champions League. So he went, World Cup, Euros, Champions League, Premier League, and we don't even want to discuss American soccer. Thank you.
Hey, American soccer's on the come up. MLS is getting a lot better, Scotty. We saw the artifacts of that as well from the recent World Cup. You know, Team USA making it through the knockout stages. We got plenty of confidence to build from. And we did have a big announcement coming from FIFA yesterday, one that we thought was coming for the next World Cup. Team USA, Canada, and Mexico have been guaranteed their spots, so they don't have to go through qualifying, which is a huge boost. I mean, it's exhausting, it's taxing, and people say, well, we just got through the last World Cup. Yeah, well, we're already starting to gear up towards the next one. We start having these early qualifiers, you know, all around the globe there. So right. Team USA, they've got their spot locked up. And yeah, MLS, it'll get there eventually, Scotty. But it's not in the same sentence as some of these other domestic leagues over there in Europe. The Premier League's an absolute banger. But the Champions League, which is what we saw in action yesterday and today, we did see a Premier League. We'll get in best of the best from all across Europe. This is how we decide who is the best club in England, Italy, bring them all together. And there can only be one left standing. A tournament which Real Madrid have absolutely needed in years past.
So let me go back to the U.S. situation with the World Cup. I think it's great they don't have to qualify because that's been a disaster for them. I'll never forget Trinidad, Tobago, that fail. And then they finally got in, and I think they did okay, fair enough. But what I want to know from you is, because I don't know these things. I just see from the fringes, and I'm like, all right, cool, what happened? What happened was, is this kid Reyna is so good, and they benched his ass in the World Cup, and then his daddy narked out everybody or whatever it was, and then it got the coach fired. What happened, and why wouldn't you play? And I understand how deep they are. I get it. But how do you not play a guy that good? Because he went right back to Europe, started scoring goals immediately after they never played him in a World Cup. And I thought to myself, how much of an idiot do you have to be to not play a guy with that much skill? Like, how much of an idiot do you have to be?
Yeah, well, ask Greg Berhalter, who probably is not going to be up in that job anymore. And I guess a quick snapshot, it is Jerry Springer styles for Team USA, right? So Gio Reyna is the X factor. Young superstar, he comes in the World Cup. And Greg Berhalter's like, well, I don't think we're going to start you. So you're going to be playing limited minutes. Now, he didn't take to that too kindly. He's a young kid. He's a little immature. So apparently he wasn't training too well. Well, Greg didn't like that. So Craig said, let's hold a bit of a team meeting. What do we think? Should Gio Reyna be sticking around here in Qatar, or do we send him home? You call a team meeting to discuss this, getting all these players input. If you're the manager, the guy up top, that's your decision. If a player's not up to the task, send him on. If you don't want to use him, so be it. If he's going to misbehave, well, that's it. You're out of the equation. But you don't get these other young guys into the locker room to make that decision. And it gets worse. Berhalter is, he's always been linked to Gio's old man, Claudio Reyna. They go back from when they both played for the national team. Their right. wives went to college together, and it turns out that Greg had a little indiscretion back in the day. Apparently, it was, I don't even know what it was, to be honest there, Scotty. Apparently, it got physical outside some college bar when they're like 18 years of age. So Gio Reyna's mum took it upon herself to contact USA Soccer, American Soccer, and out that. And this is all going on after the World Cup when Greg's contract is up for renewal. So it's safe to say Berhalter will not be coming back in that top spot. And for Gio Reyna, it's not a good look for him, but he's always going to have a chance being a young player with so much talent, so much upside. But yeah, Jerry Springer, to say the least, for Team USA between Berhalter, what? Reyna, and that's why we didn't see more of him at the World Cup.
What in God's name did you just tell me about his mommy and daddy, like, narking out the coach?
Yeah,
like,
it's exactly what? It. It is
what
exactly
in the F
it.
What did you just tell me?
Yeah, so apparently Gio's mom went to college with Berhalter's wife back in the day, and when they're in college, Berhalter had a bit of a blow-up with the missus at the time. Nothing's been heard about. Nothing's been spoken about for 20-plus years after the fact. But Gio's mum didn't like the way Gio was treated over in Qatar, so she contacted American Soccer and told him about this indiscretion. Scotty, how can you let your mama do that? What a mama's boy. What a wimp. What a wimp. If I'm not playing starting minutes, I'm okay. I'll get the waters. So it's not good enough for Reyna. You're a young guy. You got a lot to learn.
I'll tell you what, that would really embarrass me if my mommy and daddy did that to me. And I also would have played him because he's a badass and you play great players. There's nothing I hate worse than coaches. I got to be honest with you. I've dealt with it with my kid playing basketball. She plays for this chick that doesn't like her. And meanwhile, she's the only kid that can knock down shots from outside, drops 20 a game, and you don't play her. Any coach that doesn't play the best players has got to go. In what effing world do you not play your best players in any sport? It's like you got a superstar, you sit him on the bench so he can pick his boogers. Like what in God's name? I've said this before. It's real simple. If a murderer is on my team and he scores 35 a night, he's starting. If he's a murderer. Okay.
Yeah,
if the rapist gives me 25 rebounds a game, the rapist plays 30 minutes a game. Okay. People laugh all they want. I don't sit star players ever. If you have talent, you play. That's it. I play the best players. Hacks sit on the bench. Hacks are backups. Best players play. All right. I watched Dortmund today, and I got to tell you, this goalie of theirs made 15 saves. Like, it may have been the greatest goalie performance I've ever seen in my life. This guy made absolutely 10 to 15 spectacular saves. You're going to see him. Look at the highlights. 1-0, they beat him, Chelsea. And I know it's going to be different when they go play at the Blues. Believe me, they could have scored 5 goals today. This guy stopped everything. He was unbelievable. Chelsea is going to score on that guy when they play at Chelsea.
Yeah, and that's one thing to know. With the Champions League, we're now down to the round of 16. You play the home and away legs. If it's all split, aggregate goals, whoever's got the most goes through. If it's still locked after the home and away, we're going to have extra time. Then we go to a shootout. But Dortmund playing over there in Germany, I guess this is a full circle moment. Gio Reyna was again on the bench there today, who plays for Dortmund. It's been quite the feeder club for a lot of young talent. Pulisic comes from Borussia Dortmund. Erling Haaland, who we saw with Man City earlier today. But that's a massive victory over Chelsea. Now they go on the road where Chelsea are going to be playing a little nervous. When you return home, knowing that you need the points and the other side can sort of park the bus and try and play for the draw, that makes it really, really tough for Dortmund at this level, sort of untested. But again, so much young youth coming in on their side for Chelsea. The slump continues. Graham Potter has come in there. They've looked comfortable at the Champions League more so than any other level we've seen of them this year. But I don't know what's going on there. They just spent a pile of money and things aren't turning around for them. It's the same thing at the Premier League. They've looked a little ordinary of late there, Scotty. I hate to say a slump, but I think it is.
There's talk of him getting fired, Potter.
Yeah, I don't think they will, Scotty. You know, he came in and they've got big raps on him. What he did at Brighton Hove and Albion with a sort of, a bunch of misfits. They're going to give him a good chance. They came out and backed him up top. So I think he'll stay. But again, results are everything in professional sports. If this slump continues, if they fall down the ladder on the Premier League and they're not looking top four, top six, and if they do get bounced out here by Dortmund, that's going to be a massive weight on his shoulders. They should be taking it to a side like this, even if they are playing over there in Germany today.
So how about Benfica going to Bruges and kicking their ass too? Now they go home up to aggregate. I'd say that Bruges is in big trouble.
Yeah, they are. Benfica came in with a lot of form. They've had, 9 wins out of the last 13. You're throwing 4 draws as well. So unbeaten in their last 13 starts. But Club Bruges, Belgian side, this is the beauty. We get to see English sides, Italian sides, Belgian sides. They've done well just to get here. This is their Champions League, making it to the final 16. So I think the party for them may be over. Benfica, one of the form teams there, Portugal side. So good victory for them. And a couple of upsets. You know, we saw it yesterday as well. PSG going down. And then Tottenham taking the loss to Milan.
So Bayern beat PSG in Paris. Did Messi go or did that injury keep him off?
So Messi was there, and there's big problems at PSG, in the locker room as well. Mbappe, who was anointed vice captain, apparently he's having fallouts with Neymar. There's talk that Messi maybe is not going to be sticking around after this season, although he did give him a verbal commitment, still hasn't signed off on that signature. So Mbappe comes in the 57th minute. He is also dealing with a bit of an injury. They needed him out there. They got a couple in the back of the net, but they were called back due to offside. So that is a massive loss for them. And I think that's going to give all momentum to Bayern Munich trying to move forward with this thing. For PSG, trying to go on the road to get back in the mix here. I don't know, especially when that locker room's starting to get a little out of the manager's hands, Scotty, when it does get a little toxic. You've seen it. The results on the pitch, they tend to follow. A team with Mbappe, Messi, and Neymar who can't get it done, there's something going on there.
Yeah, no doubt. So I want to tell you a story. So Tottenham lost yesterday at Milan, 1-0. So go back a few weeks. I make this bet, like, because I don't know Shaq about a soccer other than, you know, I like it. And I'll make some oniony picks. And I went with Tottenham over Man City at Etihad, and they were up 2-0 at the half. Now, I bet them at the beginning of the game with outrageous odds to win. And then I bet them getting a goal and a half. And you remember what happened? They gave up the fourth goal, four straight goals in the second half. They were up 2-0 at the half at Etihad. And I'm over here going crazy on the air. I remember the show to this day. Mafia remembers. I'm going crazy. I got them at like +7 bills. And then I had them getting a goal and a half. And in the 93rd minute, they gave up a goal and lost 4-2.
Stop it. Stop it, Scotty.
I lost both bets. It was awful.
Straight in the ribs. I can feel the pain from that ticket there, Scotty. But that's the beauty of soccer, Ben. We get some better numbers, but we also get some heartache as well. And as good as the Champions League is, as I mentioned, we're down the final 16 here, the knockout stages. We played the home and away. We're just getting this thing underway. We also had the Premier League earlier today, and it was a top-of-the-table clash between Arsenal and Man City, and Man City saying, hey, that's our title. We're coming after you. They get the big win. Haaland bags one, and now they're back up top of the English Premier League. So Arsenal been untested thus far. Man City was still at 2-1. I see that number's dropped a little. They're probably +150 moving forward, but they're the team to beat. If you're looking at the Champions League as well, still a decent number next to them.
I still like the Gunners. And the other thing, we call bad beats around here now Marlies. Just remember that. So that was a double Marley we lost with the Spurs and your boy Harry Kane. Dubs, I love you, bro. I'd love to talk golf with you. I'm out of time, my man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's time for the Ferrella finish. The domestic violence charge against former Texas basketball coach Chris Beard is being dropped, according to the DA. I'm sure he'll be suing the school next. Michael Jordan donates $10 million to Make-A-Wish, the largest donation ever by an individual. He's been involved with Make-A-Wish since 1989, your boy Mike. Belgian Division II goalkeeper Arne Espiel dies horrifically at age 25. After saving a penalty shot on the pitch over the weekend. Guy made a save and died on the spot. What could be worse? NYPD traffic cop says a female boss asked her for sex while wearing a sex toy suit. Now, I would have loved to have seen pictures of this in the New York Post and Daily News. They have everything else. Where's the picture of the chick in the sex toy outfit? I want to see that. Oh, Mafia and I don't need to see that. We've already seen all the sex toys down on Fremont Street in Las Vegas. Thank you. I'll be here all the week. Missing North Carolina man found, finally, dismembered in a concrete barrel. Now, that's a strong effort. You're going to put him in a barrel full of acid? That's one thing. But when you put him in a barrel full of concrete, it can be a problem, you know, getting out of that mess. U.S. State Department warns to avoid Mexico over ongoing violence, kidnappings, coke and meth, and gangs and drug dealers and cartels. Guess we should cancel that vacation, Mafia. Police seeking a Texas mom who left her children home for 2 months alone. Where did she go? She had to go to Vegas. You had to go to Vegas to leave your kids home for 2 months all alone. GTD is next. You got to check out FerrellOnABench.com for all your gambling needs. Also, the new FU segment on there is quite fulfilling in the morning. It's like SportsCenter, but there's no rules. I think you'll dig it. See you tomorrow on Coast to Coast.